Hello there, welcome. Come on in, make yourself at home. I'm Gary Zimak, and I'll be here with you for the next 15 minutes as we enter into, believe it or not, day 8 of our 33-day preparation period for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Yesterday, we discussed the first part of a pretty tough concept, this idea of trusting Mary with the fruits, or the graces that result from our prayers. Every time I pray, something happens. I could pray for another person. I could pray for myself. I could pray for a particular intention. And essentially what we do with total consecration is we are really giving all of that to Mary and saying, all right, Blessed Mother, I trust you enough to distribute whatever comes from my prayers in any way that you please. And, you know, that's a scary thing, this idea of giving up control. And remember, we're in the first 12-day period of this preparation for total consecration. And this first 12-day period is devoted to helping us recognize the influence of the world over us, right? And also ridding ourselves of the spirit of the world. What does the world tell you? The world tells you that you got to be responsible for getting the job done. You have to do it. It's up to you. You. If you don't do it, nobody else will. Well, salvation doesn't quite work that way. And as a result, if we try to control too much, we're going to end up in trouble because we fall on our face. If we don't ask for help when it comes to living the way the Lord wants us to live and turning away from sin, if we don't get help, we're not going to be successful. And this consecration is all about giving Mary permission to work in our lives to make us saints. In other words, to help me to be good and to not sin, to live out my baptismal promise of turning away from Satan, from rejecting Satan and all of his works. That's why I'm doing this. But in order to do this consecration, I got to tell Mary, all right, I got to give you control. This is yours. I trust you enough that when I pray for someone, I'm going to trust you to apply that the merit or the grace that results from that prayer in any way you see fit. And what Father Gately talked about, we were looking at what Father Michael Gately said in his book, 33 Days to Morning Glory, yesterday. Father Gately said that, well, Mary's going to multiply everything we do. So when we pray, we're going to get a lot more than if we didn't pray. She'll never be outdone in generosity. So the grace that results from our prayers is going to be multiplied, so there'll be more to go around. And because she loves us and she loves our family members, she loves everyone, then therefore she's going to not neglect them because we're trusting in her. But, you know, it's tough. It's tough for us because those of us, I speak a lot about anxiety. You know that. You know that I'm an anxious person by nature. And those of us who struggle with anxiety, we are control freaks. We like to be in control. We don't like to relinquish control. We don't even like to let the Lord take control over our lives. But, of course, that's the only way we're ever going to ever experience peace, if we say, Jesus, take over. Jesus, take over my life. Let me know what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to do the best I can, then turn it over to you. So that's a challenge. And we addressed what Father Gately said about that yesterday. But here's the other part of this question. We also, when we entrust ourselves to Mary with total consecration, what we're doing is we're giving her all of the merits that we earn, what we need to get into heaven, right? So I do good deeds one day. Those good deeds, the merit that results from that, is what will get me into heaven. I'm giving that to her. And I depend on her to meet me there at my judgment day. And as I said yesterday, it's not this. It doesn't exactly work like this. In general, it does. So when I explain it, I don't want it to turn into sort of a scientific explanation, because then it loses all the spirituality, right? You know, when I start talking like that. But you get what I'm saying. We really have to trust her. So today we're going to look at what Father Gately has to say about the fact that we're trusting her with our very salvation. That's a scary thing, again. But this is the time to get all these questions out in the open. Let's discuss them, because I am fully prepared to do that with my life, and I've done it. I made my first total consecration in 2011, and I am happy to renew it every year. And every day, I do a little bit of a mini renewal, and I just re-entrust or reconsecrate myself to Jesus through Mary every day. And I am totally pleased with the results, and I totally trust in her. And I really would hope that you would do the same, but it takes a lot. Takes a lot. And this is where the Holy Spirit can help us. That's why we pray to Him each day when we begin our segment. So with that in mind, let's do that. Let's turn to the Holy Spirit and pray our opening prayer, the invocation of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Lord, send forth your Spirit, and you will renew the face of the earth. O God, who instructs the hearts of your faithful with the light of your Holy Spirit, make us responsive to his inspirations, so that we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Louis de Montfort, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. All right, we're going to get started here. I have to take a sip of my beverage du jour. Today, once again, I have a big glass of water with a piece of lemon in it. Now, if you're not a regular listener to this program, I've been on the air for over 5 years on Blog Talk Radio every Monday through Friday, with the exception when I do these total consecration preparations. Then I go straight through the weekends. But I always encourage snacking, have a beverage with you, take your shoes off, whatever you need to do to get comfortable. We're going to hang out and talk about Jesus Christ and his Catholic Church. And for the duration of this 33-day preparation period, we're going to really, really, really talk about total consecration. In the beginning, in this period of focusing on ridding ourselves of the spirit of the world, I also try to tackle some of these questions that come up. And one of them being, is this really a good idea? Should I really trust Mary this much? And by the way, if you have questions, Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. Just let me know if there's anything that I can do for you. Before I forget, I don't have a lot of time today because we have a 15-minute show, but Tuesday morning on Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio, I'll be on at 9:40 Eastern time talking about Saint Teresa of Calcutta. I've got to get used to saying that. And her devotion to the Blessed Mother, and specifically about total consecration. Mother Teresa loved total consecration. I'm going to be talking about that and hopefully get this total consecration that we're doing out to a larger audience. So if you get a chance, 9:40 on Tuesday, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time on Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio. I'll be on talking about this. Should we really give Mary everything? Part 2. The words of Father Gately. Okay. So yesterday we looked at how, when we fully consecrate ourselves to Mary, we give up the right to distribute the grace of our prayers and merits to others. But we saw that it all works out even better in the end. Now today we turn to ourselves. Isn't it crazy to give Mary all of the value of our good actions and prayers and so appear before God with empty hands? No, it's not crazy. Remember, Mary is not outdone in generosity. If we give her all of our merits, she'll give us all of hers, and that's a big deal. I once read a story about a saint on earth who had a vision of heaven. In her vision, she saw the saints in heaven in their different degrees of glory. With some saints, she was astonished because they had risen so high in glory as to be worshiping God with the seraphim, the highest choir of angels. Another time, I read a passage in the diary of Saint Faustina, in which Faustina had a similar vision of heaven. She related that if we were to see the differences among the degrees of glory in heaven, we would willingly suffer anything on earth just to move one degree higher. After reading these testimonies, I said to myself, I not only want to go to heaven, but I want to reach the highest degree of glory in heaven that I possibly can. There's an easy way for us to do this. We give Mary everything. We rely not only on our own merits, but on hers. St. Louis de Montfort explains, the most holy virgin who never lets herself be outdone in love and liberality, seeing that we give ourselves entirely to her, meets us in the same spirit. She also gives her whole self and gives it in an unspeakable manner to him who gives all to her. She causes him to be engulfed in the abyss of her graces. She adorns him with her merits. She supports him with her power. She illuminates him with her light. She inflames him with her love. She communicates to him her virtues, her humility, her faith, her purity, and the rest. In a word, as that consecrated person is all Mary's, so Mary is all his. Now, despite these consoling words, one might still be troubled and say, that's great. I'm all for having a high degree of glory in heaven, but what I'm worried about is purgatory. I'm afraid that if I give away all of my merits, even to Mary, then I'll have to suffer in purgatory for a very long time. Good question, right? Well, St. Louis de Montfort responds to that question. This objection, which comes from self-love and ignorance of the generosity of God and His Holy Mother, refutes itself. A fervent, and this is pretty cool, you know, let me just say as an aside, if you think about this, you think about this question, if I'm giving away all of the merit from my good deeds, for everything I do. And remember, this is not some wacky crackpot devotion. This is a devotion, total consecration to Jesus through Mary, which was popularized by a saint, a canonized saint, St. Louis de Montfort. And this devotion was fully approved by the Catholic Church. It was approved and embraced by St. John Paul II, by St. Maximilian Kolbe, by St. Teresa of Calcutta, and by various other individuals. This is a very, very solid, not crazy, devotion. So the idea of giving your merits to Mary is not some controversial or fringe or marginal type of devotion. This is legit. But the question still arises. Is this really going to work? I'm kind of afraid to be there empty-handed when I'm judged. So St. Louis saying, that objection, which many of us have or have had at one time or another, comes from self-love and ignorance of the generosity of God and His Holy Mother, and it refutes itself. A fervent and generous soul who gives God all he has without reserve so that he could do nothing more, who lives only for the glory and reign of Jesus Christ through His Holy Mother, and who makes an entire sacrifice of himself to bring it about, will this generous and liberal soul, I say, be punished in the other world because it has been more liberal and more disinterested than others? Far indeed will that be from the truth. Rather, it is toward that soul, the soul who gives everything, that our Lord and His Holy Mother are the most liberal in this world and in the other, in the orders of nature, grace, and glory. And Father Gately says, okay, this settles it. And we get a general rebuke on top of it. St. Louis repeats this important point. Mary is not outdone in generosity. If we are especially generous with her, then she'll be especially generous with us. And he makes another good point, the general rebuke. He said that these kinds of concerns come from self-love. So yes, we should aim high. Yes, we should have holy ambition and want to reach the highest heights of holiness. But our motive should not be self-love, rather it should be that we want to please God and give great glory to Him. Let's stop it right there and let's think about this. If I am overly concerned, and I really want you to meditate on this. You're going to have time today before the next show to think about this, especially if you're having this objection. And believe me, it's a very, very common objection. This is very normal to think this way. Am I more concerned about myself and getting into heaven, or am I concerned about serving and loving God? Think about it. And that's why he's talking about the self-love. This is so critical, and this I'm going to stop here, and we'll be back tomorrow. And I think I really discussed everything I wanted to say about these objections, but just keep this in mind. This is a very good point, but are you willing to trust Mary to help you to get to heaven? Let's close with our final prayer, Jesus living in Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Jesus living in Mary, come and live in your servant. In the spirit of your holiness, in the fullness of your gifts, in the perfection of your ways, in the truth of your virtues, in the communion of your mysteries, subdue within me the power of flesh and demon by your Holy Spirit. For the glory of God the Father, amen. God bless you. See you tomorrow.